This is my second lesson on the subject of repentance and what Jesus said about repenting. The Bible says that John the Baptist went about the wilderness preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." John not only preached repentance for the remission of sins, but he preached water baptism as the results of the remission of sins. The Bible says John preached baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. This baptism was the results of their repentance and the results of the remission of sins. John never baptized a non-believer. And then the Bible tells us that Jesus, after he had read from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, in his hometown synagogue, the Bible says, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In Mark 1 and 15, Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, you, and believe the gospel." Some would say, which comes first, faith or repentance? Well, in my personal life, it was faith that came first. I believed that if I repented, Jesus would forgive me. If I believed that I would not be forgiven if I repented, why would I even repent? But because I believed that if I repent of my sins, Jesus was faithful and just to forgive me of all of my sins. And then again, when Jesus sent his 12 apostles out to preach, the Bible says they went out and preached that men should repent. Jesus goes on to tell us in Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, "Except you repent, you shall all perish." So what is repentance? In the New Testament, two words are translated repent. One of the words means a sorrowful or remorseful regret, which may lead to turning or which may not, as in the case of Judas, whose repentance was merely regret. The New Testament teachings of repentance is the equivalence of the Old Testament word turn or return. Thus, repentance as used by our Lord implied to turn, do about face, or go in the opposite direction and do the opposite thing. A turning based upon a deep and remorseful heart for the sins of our life, which is produced by the revelation of the divine Holy Spirit. There are three steps in this about face, which are expressly set forth by David in Psalms 119. David said, "I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto your testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandments." The first thing David did was to think on his ways. Repentance first starts off in the mind. In your mind, you begin to realize that you are indeed a sinful person. This is brought about by the convicting power of the sweet Holy Spirit. David said, "I thought on my ways." He didn't just think on his ways. He said, "I turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste. I quickly, without delay, began to keep your commandments." Repentance is, of course, a change of mind, which results in a change of life. Repentance expresses the change in the mind, the heart, and the life by the Spirit of God. Repentance describes that deep, radical change whereby sinners turn from the idols of sin and self unto God. When Jesus told men to repent, he meant the voluntary change in the mind of a sinner. Repentance turns the life upside down. It is a decisive break from the past and a great venture for the future. The prodigal son not only came to himself, but he also rose and came to his Father. Such expressions of sorrow over sin is only profitable when it leads to remission of sins. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.